player.
Supernatural.
Is anyone here? Can you please give us a sign?
Supernatural. Confessions.
The authenticity of these accounts has not been verified, but some would say the very act of seeking out such tales of the supernatural is to invite these forces into your life. Some would say. Welcome back to our little paranormal podcast. As always, I'm your host and narrator, Timo, back with another short collection of stories found from, well, just about anywhere. So turn down the lights, come a little closer. It's time for Supernatural Confessions, Tales After Twilight. I used to attend a school in Bukit Panjang known to be a very haunted place. Legend has it that a long time ago, a group of students decided to play with a Ouija board in a classroom. They brought over a spirit, but they couldn't send it back. Since then, the classroom was said to bring bad luck to anyone inside. Students were known to suddenly fall down almost as if they had been pushed or knocked by some unseen force. Their school principal invited a feng shui master to take a look. He told the principal that something was trapped in the classroom and advised the principal to put a pond in the middle of the school. It was his belief that the spirit would be confined to the pond. I thought I would be safe. But one day as I was walking on my way to class, I had this strange, uneasy feeling, almost as if something was looking at me. I turned and I saw a woman in a white robe. But she wasn't just standing, she was floating a few inches above the ground. I rushed to my class and I told my friend. She said it must have been the same ghost that's been attached to the school for many years. I was also told that once another group of students stayed back in school until 8 p.m. to help out their teacher. But when they passed by the dance studio, they saw the piano playing by itself. Just a few of the many stories that have come from this school in Bukit Panjang. Many, many years ago in a Malaysian neighborhood in Ipoh, a man was shot multiple times in a car while he was refilling petrol. He was known to be a gang member and a loan shark, so the locals thought he was killed by his enemies. The investigation didn't last long, and the case was eventually closed. The car he died in was passed down to his nephew. The nephew had a few dogs, and as he drove home in the car, the dogs all started howling one by one. The howling lasted until the wee hours, and everyone had trouble sleeping. Over the next few nights, eerie things started to happen in the neighborhood. First, a teenage girl staying not far from the nephew's home was talking on the phone with her friend when she heard a male voice in her conversation. Next, a lady was preparing dinner in the kitchen when she heard a man whispering and talking just behind her house. She opened her back door, but there was no one there. Another woman woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of someone sobbing pitifully outside her house. She peeked out her window and saw a black figure sitting under a tree outside crying. And for weeks, dogs continued barking and howling whenever that particular car went past. Soon after enough complaints, the man took the car to a temple for a blessing, and right after, all the strange incidents stopped, and even the dogs stopped howling. In 2011, I was serving my national service at a certain camp. After finishing my duty, my usual routine would be to sit in the office playing computer games before turning in. But one night while I was playing, I heard the sound of a dog barking outside, coming from the direction of the parade square. Next, I heard a knocking on the window, but it stopped after a while, so I ignored it. It was around 2 a.m. when I started getting sleepy. As I was about to sleep, I felt a cold chill. Maybe it was the aircon, I thought. But when I turned around, I saw a lady in white looking at me from the exit. My hands were shaking, but at that point I chose to just close my eyes and try to calm myself. Eventually, I fell asleep. The next night, it was my friend's turn to do night duty. And just like me, when he was done, he would go back to the office to sleep. But in the middle of his sleep, he opened his eyes and he saw a figure on the ceiling looking down at him. This thing could only be described as a Spider-Man type figure with no face except for a grinning mouth. My friend ran out the door and locked the office behind him. But as he did, he looked up and that same figure had already followed him out. It was still on the ceiling and laughing at him. He ran for help to the officer's quarters. The next day, an old man was called in as a consultant. The consultant told us not to worry and that they just wanted to play. Tonight's collection of stories was compiled from various sources, such as newspapers, books, articles, websites, and word of mouth. If you enjoyed what you heard, do continue to support our podcast by telling all your friends about us. Most importantly, if you have any stories to share, visit our website at supernaturalconfessions.com and submit them. I would love to read them out next week. Until our next installment, I'm Tim O, wishing you good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs or something else bite. This is Supernatural Confessions, Tales After Twilight.
Supernatural Confessions.